From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell might not be as disruptive to the military as some people think. Today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates released the details of a Pentagon survey about the policy that currently bans gays from serving openly in the military.
A strong majority of those who answered the survey, more than two-thirds, do not object to gays and lesbians serving openly in uniform.
400,000 surveys were sent to men and women in uniform. 115,000 responded. President Obama says he will try to reach out more to Republicans when the new Congress convenes January, hoping to lay the foundation. The president held a meeting with bipartisan members of Congress today for the first time since the midterm elections.
Today we had the beginning of a new dialogue that I hope, and I'm sure most Americans hope, will help break through the noise and produce real gains. And as we all agreed, that should begin today because there are some things we need to get done in the weeks before Congress leaves town for the holidays.
The presumptive House Speaker John Boehner says he is encouraged by the president's attitude toward finding common ground on tax cuts.
The president did suggest that to unlock the tax disagreement that we have, that Secretary of the Treasury and the Director of OMB would sit down with four of our members, one from each caucus on the Hill, to begin a discussion to try to unlock this disagreement we have over extending all of the current rates.
There's no sign the GOP will budge on tax cuts due to expire at year's end. They say the cuts should apply to everyone across the board rather than omitting wealthier groups to help generate jobs. The Senate has passed the first major bill to strengthen food safety protections in 70 years. The vote was 73 to 25, but as NPR's April Fulton tells us, it still needs House approval.
The bill would give the Food and Drug Administration the authority to recall tainted foods. Right now, the agency can only request that a company pull products off the market voluntarily. The bill would also increase inspections of both foreign and domestic food. Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa says it would give the FDA up-to-date tools to protect Americans from foodborne illness.
The Food Safety Modernization Act will bring America's food safety system into the 21st century.
The vote came after weeks of intense negotiations. Senators struck a deal to exempt small farms from some of the new requirements, but it rejected an effort to ban BPA, a chemical commonly found in plastics, from baby bottles. The House could take up the Senate bill as early as this week and send it to the president. April Fulton, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 9 points at 11,044. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 21 points. It's at 2,504, with the S&P 500 down 3 at 1185. This is NPR News. After more than a year on hold, international nuclear talks with Iran will resume next week in Geneva. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is swearing he won't make any concessions on his country's nuclear rights. We have more from Terry Schultz in Brussels.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has been working for months to get the Iranian side to agree to sit down and negotiate about its nuclear program, which is widely suspected of being aimed at creating an atomic weapon, but which Tehran says is just for fuel and medical purposes. Iran has finally responded that it will send negotiator Saeed Jalili to Geneva Monday and Tuesday for talks, but President Ahmadinejad is warning he considers uranium enrichment to be a non-negotiable right of the Iranian nation. Ashton has maintained in all correspondence with Tehran that curbing the program and making it more transparent are the primary reasons for holding the talks, with her and representatives from the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, the so-called P5 plus one. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The man charged with kidnapping Utah teenager Elizabeth Smart has been hospitalized. We have more from James Nelson.
57-year-old Brian David Mitchell entered the courtroom just like he has in previous weeks of his trial. He was shackled and singing Christmas songs. Once seated with his attorneys, and while the judge called for the jury to be brought in, Mitchell stopped singing, slumped in his chair, let out a guttural yell, then collapsed. Paramedics responded, and he was taken to an area hospital. Outside the courthouse, Mitchell's attorney said it was a seizure.
We'll try and start up again, and then we'll, try and finish the case out.
For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
This is NPR.